Paul Gow, good morning, buddy.
Yeah, morning, fellas. You've got to give that KO a run. It's sensational.
Yeah.
It's quite cheap. I didn't realise it was that cheap.
Oh, mate, you can watch all your stuff and Netflix for sports, and you can, put golf in, you can put, your rugby league in, your favourite teams. And
well, if you know a lot about it, Gowie, what's the difference in between KO and Fox Sports?
About $100.
No, nothing other than it's all live streaming and you can get it on your phone and it's just accessible a lot quicker.
Right, and you don't have to have all the other channels. You just have the sport channel. That's right.
Is that right? That's right. Yep. It's pretty much just for you.
And stay listening, Gary, because you're going to love this, right? And we'll be announcing it and we're going to be telling people about it a lot, because there's going to be Sky Racing Active and we're launching it very, very shortly. I won't give away the launch date yet because it moves a little bit, but the Sky Racing Active and the same sort of thing, Gowie, you'll be able to pick and choose. So if you like Huey Bowman and you like James Cummings, you follow them and you'll get notified every time they've got a runner or he's got a ride or James has got a runner. If you want to watch, the dogs only, you just get the dogs only, the greyhounds. Or if you want to harness all racing, it's a fabulous service and it's all coming. And we'll be telling you about it, Gary, and you'll love it.
Yeah, does it help with my punting, actually putting money in my account? Because that's the big issue at the moment.
We'll be telling people about it, but I've been looking through, all the notifications that you want to get. I'm looking for winners. and that's the only column I can't find. But say you want to follow a particular tipster, Gowie, right?
Dean Lester.
Dean Lester, Ronnie Duffersey, and Brad Davison. Yep. Just say that, right? You can just follow them and you'll get all their notifications and all their tips. So it's a wonderful service. If you want to play Gowie in the $50 voucher for Drummond Golf because he's a good tipster of golf, call now on 13 53 53. Call now on 13 53 53. Now, Gowie, the Northern Trust Open.
Yeah, it's all happening. This is the beginning of the playoffs. They've only got two playoffs before the Tour Champ Finals, and Tiger's back this week, and he'll have to play good to get into that top 30. So it's now 125. Then it cuts down to 70 and then to 30. And you'll probably remember Tiger won the Tour Champs last year of only 30 players, but that's sort of what pushed him on to winning the Masters, I reckon. You have the belief of winning. So it'll be an interesting week. We've got six Aussies in there and a few on the bubble, a few out there, and Jason Day's one of them. He's up in the 30 mark, so he needs to play well this week. And Matt Jones, Mark Leishman's okay. He's in the 13th, and Aaron Baddeley, he's out there, he's in 111, I think it is. So they need to play extremely well. They're playing around Liberty National, where they played the President's Cup a few years ago. It's a great venue. So, but the interesting bit this week is Tiger, is how he's going to hold up. He's 12th in the President's Cup standings. He wants to make it in on his own right, but I think he'll have to actually pick himself, which will be an interesting pick, that's for sure.
Yeah. What about Adam Scott's hopes, mate?
Well, he likes this golf course. He's played extremely well around here. It's a driver's golf course and a nine golf course. So the putting is not a huge amount. It does, putting comes into it, obviously, on Sunday, back nine of the, with a few holes to go, you've got to hole some putts. But he likes his golf course. It suits him. And I read an article about him this week. He's not happy with his performance this year. He's had a lot better performance this year, but he's not happy of not winning. He's had a second, but he's filthy on not winning. So I expect him to play well. We're waiting on it. The last couple of majors haven't been sensational, so... But this is more of a ball strikers golf course, this one, with an amazing, backdrop of Manhattan.
Okay, I've just got this one in from Mark from Wollongong, Gowie. Can you ask Gowie what he thinks of Colin Morikawa, is it?
Yeah, the young guy. He's out with Matt Wolf and Victor Boylander, who's he's probably the best player of the lot, but this Colin kid, he has zero fear. He was in contention last week. Quite a simple game. It's quite, it's just up the middle on the green in the hole. It's just one of those games. But there are a couple of guys that their first year out, and they're pushing for President's Cup standings. So guys like Ricky Fowler and those guys, who are down in the seventh and eighth in the standings, you know, that they might get pushed out. If these guys have good events in the playoffs, they're out, and the young guys are in. So I reckon that'll be better for the international side, because coming into a Presidents Cup with very limited match play or very limited team experience, it'll be interesting to see how they go, especially, Australian golf courses too. Royal Melbourne in December, wow.
Gowie, we've got Roy on the line. He's going to take you on for the $50 voucher courtesy of Drummond Golf. G'day, Roy.
G'day, PK.
Yeah. Do you want to go first, or you want Gowie to go first?
Oh, mate, I heard him just not really sure if Tiger's going to force his way into the Presidents Cup, but I'm backing him too, so I'll take Tiger.
Okay. You want to go on Tiger, Roy. Okay. And pretty simple game, mate. Tiger's just got to finish in front of whoever Gowie tips, all right? And you could be the winner. So is Gowie's line just dropped out?
Tiger's $26 to win. Northern Trust. Okay. So Gowie's dropped out, and he is tipping Justin Thomas.
$17, Justin Thomas. And you like Justin Thomas, Gowie?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think he's the one playing his way into form. He was injured earlier in the year. He played good when he went across for the Scottish Open, the Irish Open. Played pretty good at the Open Championships itself. So I think he's on the way back for sure. But it'll be interesting with Tiger. Tiger only in the Pro-Am today. He only played seven holes, and then he sort of walked the last few holes because his back was a bit tight. So, fingers crossed that he can actually get through the event, that's for sure, because it's only better with him in the field. But we will just wait and see. Hey, just a quick one, because I always like to see the guys in the bubble, and we've got an Aussie, Brett Coletta, who's 25th on the Corn Ferry Tour. Top 25, get the card. So he's the boy in the bubble. And, this is to get his US Tour card. Not much. He goes from playing for about $35 million a year to playing for about $255 million if he can hold it together for four more rounds.
All right. Well, talking about Aussies, who's your best Aussie in the Northern Trust?
Roughie. Yeah, I'm going with Cam Smith out of all the Aussies. I know Mark Leishman's probably the informed player out of the Aussies, but I really like Cam Smith. He's got between his teeth, and he can't wait to make that Presidents Cup team, so he's playing as hard as he possibly can. And Billy Horschel, the guy who won all the playoffs about three, four, or 4 years ago now, and he's the one that sort of played good the last month. So it's all about the horses for courses, and this is one for him.
And what about Dave Stanley's favourite golfer, Johnny Ram?
Oh, he called him Johnny Ram.
Johnny's probably been doing a bit of that, but he's always a chance. So I'm waiting for...
he's a good player.
He's a really good player, but he's got this massive chip on his shoulder. If they can chisel that off, I reckon he's good to go, because he's only young, but he's got too much of the Sergio Garcia's in him. He needs to turn that around. Oh. And, his tempo gets up there a bit, and that might... hold him back. But he's already won this year. He won over there in Europe, and he's a fine player. There's no doubt. I'm not questioning that. He just needs to...
he's the Kyrgios of the golfing circuit.
He's our new favourite, Johnny Ram.
Johnny Ram is our favourite.
Yeah. Good on you, Gowie. Thanks for chatting.
All right, fellas.